ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ये फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 37। अप्य अद्य नस्त्वं स्वकृते हिता प्रभो।
अपि अद्य नस्त्वं स्वकृते हिता प्रभो।
जिहा ससी स्वेत सुहृदा अनुजीवनः।
जिहा ससी स्वेत सुहृदो अनुजीवनः।
येषां न च अन्यद् भवतः पदाम्भुजात्।
येषां न चान्यत् भवतः पदाम्भुजात्।
परायणं राजसुयोजितां हंसाम्।
परायणं राजसुयोजितां हंसाम्।
ओके सो या लेट्स रीड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्वर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। O my Lord, you are self-executed of all duties. Are you leaving us today possibly, although we are completely dependent on your mercy, as we have nobody else to help us, especially in a state when all the kings are engaged in enmity with us? Okay. Purport. Well, let's just discuss like yesterday, na? Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Okay. The Pandavas are the most fortunate persons because with all good luck, they were entirely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Same, okay? It's same there? It's same?
ट्रांसलेशन में काफी चेंज था पर अभी ये फर्स्ट सेंटेंस इज द सेम।
इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड टू बी डिपेंडेंट ऑन द मर्सी ऑफ समबडी एल्स इज द अटमोस्ट साइन ऑफ मिसफॉर्च्यून, बट इन द केस ऑफ आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल रिलेशनशिप विद द लॉर्ड इट इज मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट केस व्हेन वी कैन लिव कंप्लीटली डिपेंडेंट ऑन हिम। या एक्चुअली दिस कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ dependent and independent is given by Madhvacharya to us. I mean to say, if you read Vedas, it's difficult to interpret it because Vedas are aphorisms, but you need concept to decode that aphorisms. So various acharyas have given various concepts. Madhvacharya gave us a concept of dependent, independent. So, jiva is dependent and super soul is independent. Paratantra and swatantra, that is the word. So, if with this concept we try to interpret Vedas, it will harmonize all contradictions with this perspective.
Some details,
like for example, in Vedas there are various, like for example, where Vedas, like Upanishads give one, we have some verses where we have, so this is a famous verse, Samanya Vrikshe Purashau Nimagnau. It's a famous verse which was recited by Shankaracharya. There's a tree and there are two birds sitting, no? Okay, fine. And there are other verses which are claiming that jiva and soul is one, no? So how do you interpret those two? How do you interpret that contradiction? Madhva says, okay, fine. There's a concept of dependent, independent. So when Upanishad speak of two living entities separate, we understand they're dependent, independent. But when they speak of oneness, then this means that jiva is fully dependent on Lord, that they become one unit. So you understand. So this is one example, but if you go to Vedas, there are many other complexities. So Madhva solves like that, and that is why if you see Madhva's photograph, it is He's holding two fingers like that. Mm. But many people confuse that these two fingers represent jiva and soul. Mm. But no. Mm. Actually, these two fingers represents dependent and independent. Mm. That's the idea he is trying to give us.
So we are dependent on Krishna, but independent is?
We are dependent on every. Madhva said everything in this world is dependent mm. on somebody else. It's not that we are dependent on Krishna. Mm. Madhva was a philosopher. Mm. And he, I mean to say, in real terms, he was a philosopher. For example, Ramanujacharya, he was also a philosopher, mm. but he was a theologian. Mm. But Madhva was a philosopher in true sense of philosopher. He analyzed everything. Mm. Maths, philosophy, philosophy in a very neutral way. So he said, fine. So he said, I'm not talking about God. I am just saying, if you see this, if you observe this word, mm. you don't have to speculate. Simply observe it. Mm. Everything is dependent on something else. Mm. Nothing is independent. So, for example, we are dependent on nature. Okay, and nature. So within nature, one thing is dependent on some other thing. No, trees are dependent on air for their sustenance. Okay. Yeah, it's a cycle. Everything is dependent on everybody else, no? So, but only one thing is independent, that is God. So, if we have a principle of dependence, there should also be principle of independence. No? And that principle of independence, if it is with anybody, that somebody or anybody we call as God. So he was a philosopher in true sense, no? So that was very nice, and this was not something new because in Western world there was a philosopher or a theologian, Thomas Aquinas. You know this, Thomas Aquinas. He also came up with this idea of independent, but Madhva was a person, you know, he brought it out. So like that.
And when did Madhva? Was there? How
many years back too? Madhva was there like around 1300 he came.
1300.
Okay. So Ramanujacharya came in around 1100 something. Okay. Madhva came 200 years after 1300. And Shankaracharya came 200 years before Ramanuja 900. 900, 1100, 1300. And then Mahaprabhu 1500. So 200 years gap you take. So... But Lord Chaitanya took the position of Bheda Ved. Mm. That's what is our view. Mm. Oneness, Bheda means oneness and difference. That's what. So we took the concept of energy and energetic. Mm. That was our concept. Mm. By this, we are able to explain everything. Mm. And Ramanuja, he took the concept of Shesha and Sheshi. Mm. That's a technical term. Shesha means who is supreme, mm. and Sheshi means who is the servant, master and servant. Mm. So that was the idea, which Ramanujacharya came up with, and Bhakacharya came up with the concept of Nimbark and Vallabh both. They came up with the concept of beloved and the lover. That concept they came. So there are different concepts.
What is the difference between Nimbark and Vallabha?
Nimbark and Vallabha are almost the same. The idea is that Vallabha is focusing more on grace. Mm. His philosophy is called the path of grace, a pushti marg in one sense, from which this concept of Raghunaga Bhakti, mm. this is based on pushti marg of Vallabhacharya. Or you can say other way around, pushti marg is based on Raghunaga Bhakti, which is given by Mahaprabhu. And Nimbarkacharya, he talks more of Gopi Bhav.
Oh, who was ahead between Vallabha and...
Well, Nimbarka came much before Vallabhacharya, yeah. Okay, so here a material word to be dependent on mercy of somebody else. But Prabhupada is saying, and that's what Madhva brings up this point. Okay, if everything is dependent, then this is a sign of misfortune. Because nobody likes to be dependent, see? So this is how he develops the philosophy. And pretty much I think Prabhupada is taking this from the commentary of Madhva on this verse, I can guess that. So that is a misfortune. So do you want to be dependent? No, but you are. And that's the problem here. And to solve this problem of dependence, we can live completely dependent on God, which will make us independent. This is how we solve the problem of dependence. If you want to become independent, you become dependent on the independent. And that's how you become independent, no? So just like if you become a prince, you're completely dependent on the king. But then in yourself, you are independent. And that is why Prabhupada, in one of the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, that verse is there, 264. Rag dvesha vimukta istu visharindriyascharan. There Prabhupada Ray says, we follow rules and regulations of freedom. Prabhupada says, people think we are bound by rules and regulations, but we become more free. That's a paradox there, no? So there's an example given of a kite. So if you fly a kite, and then unless it is bound by the rope, it will go high. If you cut the rope, it will fall down. So that's the idea. So rules, regulations do not bind us, rather they free us. It might seem that we are becoming bound, but it's not like that. The material disease is what we think of becoming independent of everything. Now Prabhupada is saying this is a material disease. But the cruel material nature does not allow us to become independent. His sentence, I see, it's like there. The attempt to become independent falsely of stringent laws of nature is known as material advancement of experimental knowledge. The whole material world is moving on this false attempt to become independent of laws of nature. That's the idea. Beginning from Ravan, who wanted to prepare a direct staircase up to the planet of heaven, down to the present age, they're trying to overcome the laws of nature. Yeah. So I mean to say, you can say scientists are following the legacy of Ramana.
Yeah.
That's all. To approach the distant planetary system by electronic mechanical power. But on the contrary, the finest part of human civilization is to work hard under the guidance of Lord and become completely dependent on Him. It is good that we accept the fact that we will always be dependent. That's a good idea. And the more we accept, the more we are peaceful. If we don't accept, we'll be anxiety. That's all.
That's actually very practical.
Yeah.
Anu also has observed that when I leave it for, Lord had the plan, then, one's life becomes easier and...
Yeah, it becomes easier, yeah. But these philosophers, they say that that religion was a way accepted by poor people to rationalize their sufferings.
Sufferings, yeah.
That's how religion...
But that way everybody is poor. And
yeah. But they were fools.
Yeah.
But they are fools, The highest achievement of perfect civilization is to work by the best part of our valor, but at the same time to depend completely on the direction of Lord. Now Prabhupada is bringing the point that it is not that we don't want to work and be dependent on, okay, so we are dependent on Lord, no science, no advancement. No, we also want to advance, we also have science in Vedic period, and it was more developed science. But the idea is that we are dependent on completely on direction of Lord. That's the idea. We understand that dravya kala karmascha jeev svabhayavacha yad upeksha santi natad upeksha. And that's what, so this is a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a pet quote, pet verse of Madhvacharya.
Mm.
I think it's second canto. So he says, dravya means matter, kal means time,
yeah.
Karma means activities, and jeev subhav, the nature of living entity. All depend on yad anugraha santi. Na santi tad upekshaya. All depend on anugraha, the grace of Lord. Na santi upeksha. If Krishna neglects no grace, then nothing can sustain. So that's the idea. When fools see this word, they see matter. And that's why they're born in matter. That's all. So Krishna says, you know, fine, if you like matter, I'll give you matter. You will eat matter, you will shit matter, you will do everything with matter. That's all. Your consciousness will be in matter. You'll become matter. But wise people, when they see this word, they see the grace behind this material word. So they don't perceive objects, they perceive grace within those objects. And that's how they themselves become grace. No? Krishna Kripa Murti, they become the embodiment of grace. So what you perceive, you become, no? That's the idea. What you see, you become. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. We work being completely dependent on the directions of Lord. The Pandavas were ideal executor of the standard of civilization. Undoubtedly, they were completely dependent on the good will of Lord Krishna, but they were not idle parasites of the Lord. This is very nice line. So in the name of being dependent, we should not become idle parasites. So Prabhupada says in, I think, one of his purports, we should do our best and then leave everything on Krishna.
I think that's also using the word valor.
Yeah, valor. We should do our best and then leave everything on Krishna. That makes sense, no? Yeah, we should do our best and then leave everything on Krishna. You know why? Because we don't, yeah, because we don't want to give tension to the Lord, no? So actually Arjuna was doing the same thing. He was saying, Krishna, I will not fight. So, well, he could have said, everything is your grace, so I'll just sit and we'll win the fight. This is foolishness. So Jiva Goswami says that Krishna can tolerate everything. He can tolerate lust. He can tolerate anger, no problem. But he cannot tolerate hypocrisy, kapat. And there are three types of kapat. One is dhan kapat, bal kapat, and prem kapat. So what this means is, Krishna cannot see, you know, dhan kapat. Like, if you have so much money, and you're giving Krishna just two pence, you know, or $5, what's the point, you know? So that is hypocrisy. You want to keep more rather than give. And then prem kapat. Prem kapat means to think that I have achieved love of God, when you have not. That is prem kapat. Or to think that you can easily achieve love. And the point here which Prabhupada is bringing is bal kapat. That means to not put efforts according to your capacity. That is a parasite. So Krishna knows that everything will happen by my mercy, but he wants to see how much efforts we put, so that we don't become lazy. And he wants us to put efforts. You know why? Because he wants to give us the credit. Otherwise, he can do everything. But Krishna says, no, you do something, and then I will give you the credit. Just like children, you know, no? So we ask some child, okay, bring that toy, and he will go and bring that, and then you'll say, oh, very nice, you have done a nice job. So you can also give him, but you don't do that, because you want, you know, that he should be praised, he will feel happy, he will feel encouraged, like that. So Krishna is so nice. Krishna wants to give credit to his devotees. They were all highly qualified, both by personal character and physical activities. Still, they always looked for the mercy of Lord. This is called humility. So this will come in core concepts, I'll tell. So this is nice. Prabhupada is saying they were highly qualified. But still they were dependent on Lord. This is uttam hoya apna ke manahin. Prabhupada has, I think Prabhupada has that thing in his mind. That verse, that comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Leela. Mahaprabhu says, humility is when you feel lowly, in spite of you being highly qualified. But if you're not highly qualified, if you're already low, and you feel lowly, that's not humility. That's reality. You're accepting the fact, okay. My dear Lord, I am a sweeper. Yeah, I know you're a sweeper. You know, that's okay. You're lost. But if you are Pratap Rudra and then you're sweeping, then it makes sense. So the way to become humble is to advance, to become qualified in devotion. Then Krishna is pleased. Otherwise, you can keep on saying, but that's okay. But Krishna is not really dancing, you know, by your words. He's not so happy. Still, they always looked on mercy of Lord because they were perfect in knowledge. That the human being of for the matter that every living being is dependent on by constitutional position. Okay. The perfection of life is therefore to become dependent on the will of the Lord. This very important will of Lord. Dependence means to do what Lord wills. This is Christianity, no? This is Christianity. Entire Christianity is based on this. Do thou what thy wills. That's what is Christianity. Instead of becoming falsely independent in the material world. So the idea is, Krishna is a primary doer, we are the secondary doer. It's not that we don't do anything. And that's also one chapter devoted in Vedanta Sutra. Is soul the doer or not the doer? So yes, we are the doer, but we are the secondary doer. So this so an example is given by Vedanta Deshika. Vedanta Deshika, one of the acharyas of Ramanuja. He gives an example, okay, fine. If suppose you're going on a cart, on a horse cart, and a big stone comes in your way. So you get down and you push that stone to make your path clear, but you can't. So you're trying hard. So one passerby comes and he's quite strong. He says, let me help you. Okay, you help me. He also pushes a stone with you and stone gets off and you move off. So he says, fine. Who pushed the stone? You or he? So what's the idea? You were pushing, he was pushing, but the credit goes to him. Because it was his energy that stone moved. But the point is, if stone would not have moved, to whom blame would have come? You, because it was your will to move the stone. The passerby would have said, well, I am sorry. So, but anyway, you have to suffer. I'm going, you know. What should I do? You want to move? I'm not there in this picture. So if stone doesn't move, you suffer. But the stone moves, the credit goes to the passerby. That's the idea. So that is why, if anything good happens in the life of devotee, we give credit to Krishna. If anything bad happens, if stone doesn't move, we have to understand it was our decision to move the stone. And then we have to suffer. This is an excellent example, no? So the primary doer is Krishna, we are the secondary doer. We have to always remember. So for good things, we have to give credit to God. But for bad things, we are responsible. That's all. Okay, those who try to become falsely independent of Lord are called anath. So this is actually beautiful. And without any guardian. While those who are completely dependent on the will of Lord are called sanath. A person having someone able to protect them. This very verse, Anath and Sanath, comes in Valmiki Ramayana. And you know that, So when Ram was given Vanvas, so Valmiki says, when all these monkeys were sent to the war, and then after the war, you know, like, So when these monkeys were with Lord Ram, and Lord Ram asked them to fight, and then these monkeys were fighting, but then I think Lakshman got something, no? He got he got hit by
Nagpash.
Yeah, by Nagpash, and he went. So all the monkeys, Valmiki says, all the monkeys were feeling that we have become anath. So anath without the master. So the point is, actually this word anath is, liberty makes you anath. That's the idea. This idea, this concept of liberty, America, we believe in liberty. Actually they, for them it's liberty. For us it is, they are becoming orphan. That's all. They are rejecting their master. They are rejecting their dependence. So liberty might seem a good concept, but actually it's a stupid concept, because you are becoming orphan. Who wants to become orphan? That's all. So it's a switch of words. And without any guardian, you're sanat. The person having someone able to protect them. Therefore, we must try to be sanat always, so that we can always be protected from unfavorable condition of material existence. So sanat is a good word than being dependent, because dependent people feel, you know, we are being controlled.
Yeah.
So, okay, we don't say dependent. Okay, fine. You are getting a father.
Yes.
And that is why Christianity chose this word, Almighty Father, not Master. Because Master brought the feeling of slavery, no? So they chose this word from translation, because the Bible was in Aramaic, no? So I don't know what was the Aramaic word. But whoever translated, they translated as Father. And that's a good word, actually. Therefore, so Christianity is there in Bhagavatam. Christianity comes from Bhagavatam, no? Will of Lord, Sanat. Therefore, we must try to be Sanat always, so that we can always protect it from unfavorable conditions of material existence. By deluding power of external material nature, we forget that material condition of life is a most undesirable perplexity. Perplexity. The Bhagavad Gita therefore directs us, 7:19. What's this verse? Can you tell 7:19? That after many, many births, one fortunate person becomes aware of the fact that Vasudev is all in all. And the best way of leading a life is to surrender to him completely. After many, many births, one comes to know Vasudevam Sarvamiti. What's that verse? Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanvan Mam Prapadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudulava. This is a verse. But Krishna says, after many, many births. Yeah. That is a sign of Mahatma. So Mahatma is one of the name of Krishna also. You know this? Mahatma means Mahatama. That's also meaning of. Maha means beyond. Tama means ignorance. Who is beyond ignorance. But Mahatma also means one more thing. Maha means great. Tama means ignorance. Who has great ignorance? how do you understand that? So it's not like that, of course. So this means Mahatma. That's also the meaning. Mahatma. He's a great soul. Yeah, so it's referring to super soul. Mahatma is the name of super soul. It is one of the names in Vishnu Sahasrana. Mahatma. Or as such, the members of Panda family were Mahatma. People who follow Mahatma, they become Mahatma. In household life, Mahajishtri was the head of such Mahatma. Queen Kunti Devi was the mother of such Mahatma. Lesson of Bhagavad Gita and all Purana, specifically Bhagavatam Puran, are therefore inevitably connected with the history of Pandav Mahatmas. So that is why Bhagavat, yeah, actually mostly Bhagavat Puran is connected with Pandavas, but still Bhagavat Puran is called Puran because there is mention of other dynasties also. It's not basically itihas. For them, separation of the Lord is just like separation of fish from water. Srimati Kunti Devi therefore felt such separation of the Lord something like thunderbolt. So separation of Lord, yeah, Krishna's Kavira, actually I think Prabhupada is thinking of Krishna's Kavira Swami. There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when devotee separated from Lord, he feels as if thunderbolt has struck on his heart. I exactly forgot the Bengali verse. Vrajapat hoila, I forgot. So separation is pain, but it's a sweet pain. So do we have a sweet pain? Yes, we have. Everybody experienced, no? Just like in childhood, teeth. So it was a pain, but we like to do that, no? Yeah, that was sweet pain.
Yeah.
So there is a reflection of sweet pain in this material world. This is a sweet pain. Separation is a sweet pain. And the whole, like for example, pregnancy. Female is so much pain, but that's sweet. She likes that pain because she has a baby. And that is why after, after every delivery, the female vows, I will never have child again. Yeah. But again, she will have child. Because it's sweet. The whole prayer of the queen is to try to persuade the Lord to stay with them. So after the battle of Kurukshetra, actually this is how devotee lives, you know. We have our every prayer, every moment, every emotions is to persuade Lord to stay with us. To please enter our heart and stay there. That's what we want. That's a goal of life, you know. After the battle of Kurukshetra, although the enemy kings were killed, still their son and grandsons were there for dealing with the Pandavas. For dealing with the Pandavas? Is the same life?
After battle, although their sons and men were still there to deal with the Pandavas, yeah. Unke bacche.
This is a mistake. So were there to deal with Pandava? To deal likha hai na? So they changed from for dealing with the Pandavas. So this doesn't make any sense for dealing, but that makes sense to deal with the Pandavas. Yeah, it is not only for the Pandavas that they were put into the condition of enmity, but all of us are always in such condition. It is not only for the Pandavas that they were put into conditions of enmity.
Everybody is doing
that. When the best way of living is to become completely dependent on the will of Lord, thereby overcome all difficulties of material existence. Very nice. Okay. This is a great purport. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, any questions? Otherwise, that's okay. Okay, tell me which verse is Prabhupada thinking of the last line. To be completely dependent on the will of Lord and thereby overcome all difficulties of material existence. From Bhagavad Gita.
Man manavad But
there is no that overcome all difficulties of material existence. This is not there in that verse.
I'll take care of you, correct?
No, but that is I take care of.
Yeah.
Exact. Overcome all difficulties of material existence. This should be there in the verse. So anyway, this is a homework for you all. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.